In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Hello, chickens. I know you're living in a whole other year, but I'm still in last year because wibbly wobbly, timey wimey. Because the theory dome is trapped in a time eddy. Oh no, help me. I'm stuck in the theory verse. We are still talking about the Wild Blue Yonder, and we will be getting onto the giggle today, hopefully. Jordan says that they love the Doctor and Donna's conversation about Isaac Newton being hot. Agreed, he says. By the way, he could drop an apple on my head any day. I'd mavity his... Okay, I'll stop. And there's no real speculation that the next big bad will be played by Jinx Monsoon, a well-known drag queen. This could be akin to the 12th Doctor's comment, "We can only hope," in response to the Master's question, "Is the whole future going to be female?" Oh, yes. Which may have set up Jodie's tenure in The Doctor Falls. Perhaps we'll see a Doctor who is more openly bisexual or attracted to men in future iterations. The Doctor's hinted at leaning towards men in the past, albeit subtly. This reflection comes, as Adam noted, Russell is like, "Hold my beer." I was. It seems like Russell is responding to criticisms about Jodie's era being too woke, playfully challenging the narrative with a more progressive approach for Doctor Who, a series that has always been known for its progressiveness and boundary-pushing storytelling, like Pronouns and the Queen. Thank you, Adam. It's nothing new to Who. No, you're welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed the Queen made us use different pronouns and no one thought twice about it. And now, because someone who's not the Queen wants to change their pronouns, it's like, oh no, it's a shock. Jordan's obsessed with Jinx Monsoon, by the way. Jinx Monsoon has an outfit resembling a piano keyboard, and the toy maker seems to be dancing at UNIT. Additionally, the 15th Doctor appears to have a jukebox in the TARDIS. There are numerous musical Easter eggs, perhaps foreshadowing the next season's big bad. Keep an eye out for instruments, music, or any other clues. With Murray Gold returning, it seems like Russell is contemplating the significance of music, not just for the soundtrack, but also for the plot. Oh yeah, I've been learning that at uni. We're doing diegetic and non-diegetic music. like one is when it's part of the story and the characters hear it. And the other one is when only the audience can hear the music. The soundtrack and stuff. But, you know, sometimes there's a song in the movie and people can hear the song, but then other times it's just us that can hear the song. It's a whole thing. Yeah, Jordan, I kind of love this idea about the music. I mean, the fact that Jinx Monsoon has been revealed as being in an episode about the Beatles is interesting. It's weird. Like, the Beatles are actually in an episode of Doctor Who way back when. Like, actually in it. It was footage shot at the BBC. It's included in, I think it's the Space Museum. They look at it on the Time-Space Visualizer. But, yeah, there was talk of them not including it in different regions because of the music rights, but it's there somewhere. I'm guessing I'll have to have a look at the Blu-ray for Series 2 when that, because the collection, because it'll be on there, won't it? That's got the Space Museum on it. But yeah, ooh, the Beatles. I'm kind of excited about that. And it's I'm guessing we'll find out at the end of the Christmas episode, which you've all seen and I have not, when the next series is going to be. Don't feel you have to tell me, because I'll know by the time I record the next one. But here in the Theory Dome Pocket Universe, trapped in a time eddy, I don't know. And I'm kind of enjoying not knowing. It's, you know, it's just a Schrodinger series. all right, now let's move on to the giggle. Lovely Jeff on patreon.com/AdamRichard was watching the episode and typing into the maybe listening to the podcast at the same time. I don't know. But it was just like I was getting like these messages going, I'm losing my mess. Two doctors. The minute you realize Harris has godlike powers, it's just so scary. Somehow Q never freaked me out this much. Much more of a Nagilum. They're from Star Trek The Next Generation. Nagilum, I think, was like in like a weird, again, a pocket universe, probably where I'm trapped now. And was just like a face, looked a bit like Molly Grubbs. Oh my God, we had this whole thing at work the other day. So people who don't know Molly Grubbs, you have to look at it up on YouTube. It was the most terrifying thing. It was on in the mornings. It was just like a face, which is eyes and a mouth, and it was a lot, and the colorful screen. Anyway, one of the guys at work had never seen it before and was completely freaked out by it when we showed it to her. And then one day she left the computer logged in and left the office, so someone else went and changed her desktop to be Molly Grubbs. Fun workplace. Jeff also posted, like, it was like one of like Peter's text messages. Like, they just kept popping up in, because I get like a little alert on my phone. So if you post on Patreon, like, I'm like, oh, hello. Jeff said, I couldn't take my eyes off Bonnie Langford the whole time. She was radiant. And then if I was Russell T. Davis and did have the power to make a Tenet series alongside a Gutwa series, I would make the Tenet one a hardcore leftist show to really twist the knife. You want the old doctor? Here he is, shooting the Tories out of a cannon. Jeff also responded to some people who said that they rewatched it straight away, that yes, even better the second time. Thank you, Jeff, for your many contributions. Jordan also says, I hope we get the odd Dr. Donna special. I mean, Russell T. Davis has kind of shot that down, saying that this is it. That's the last time we'll see the 14th Doctor, that he's just, you know, gone off with Catherine Tate. I mean, the door is open, obviously, but it was never closed to begin with. Like, even when, you know, Donna was going to die if she ever saw the Doctor again and David Tennant had regenerated. As we've seen, it's a science fiction show. You just bring both of them back with the most spurious reasons. It's all fine. Like, everything is fun. Jess said, the 70th is just going to be five David Tennant Doctors all acting off each other via green screen. Oh, man. That is, I'm sure that would be welcome in a lot of quarters. apparently getting amazing reviews at the moment for playing Macbeth in the West End, which I desperately wanted to go and see, but, you know, I don't want to sit on a plane for 26 hours. Because it's with Cush Jumbo as Lady Macbeth, who is one of my favorite actors, like absolutely amazing. Some of you might know Cush Jumbo as Bethany from Vera. Also, Cush Jumbo was in the last couple of series of The Good Wife, and then was a series regular on the first few seasons of The Good Fight. Just a great actor. But yeah, that would be something to behold. And apparently is, I think, Ralph Fiennes is also doing Macbeth at the same time in England. If you want to go and see Murderous Kings. I saw it at when they had the Globe Theatre, like the travelling Globe Theatre that came. It was just like, it was down the road from where I live. It was at the Entertainment Quarter here in Sydney, attached to what used to be Fox Studios but is now Disney Studios. And I went to see Macbeth there. And you know, like saying it, you've got to do three turns and go out the window. Like, you're meant to call it the Scottish play and all that because it's apparently cursed. But seriously, like, there was several accidents while I was watching it. And I'm like, is it that it's cursed, or is it because there's so much blood, so many people get killed and there's so much fake blood that people just keep falling over because fake blood is slippery? Like, seriously, so many people, like, took a tumble. When I went to see it, it was quite bonkers. But yes, thank you everyone for these lovely thoughts and theories about the giggle. There will be more in the next episode and the next few episodes. I would still love to hear what you thought of The Church on Ruby Road. Has there been an amazing revelation? I don't know, because I'm living here in my time, Eddie. Cosmic Ray also is here. Hey, Ray, how's it going? They're doing their vaudeville act. It's quite tedious. You know. And I wish I'd never invited them, frankly.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.